Get more involved in political parties. Does two times mark a habit? This is the second time in a row that the BCNDP will be acclaiming a leader without a race. It is interesting to note that the membership numbers being circulated, there are no official ones, suggest 11,000 BCNDP members prior to the leadership race, and Anjali Appadurai is claiming she recruited up to 14,000 new members. For comparison, Alberta's governing party, the UCP, had about 60,000 members before its recent leadership race, and 123,000 after. With a smaller provincial population than BC, it might be time for British Columbians to become more engaged with provincial political parties. The best way to effect change is to engage and participate, and the smaller the existing membership base, the easier it is to effect change as a new member. Scott Newsom Nanaimo Langford Council will serve, not rule. What's more amazing to me than Stu Young and his Langford Council being ousted is the shock from the media and much of the greater public. Talk about being out of touch. The signs were everywhere. If you had been following council meetings, you would know the incredibly intelligent, informed and organized movement building against them. You would have heard the mayor berating citizens for expressing their concerns, and council members bickering like old married couples. There are recordings. Review them. Some people seem to think it was a supportive but apathetic voter base that missed the bus, but I think that is an erroneous assessment made by people not paying attention. The discontent growing in Langford was as palpable as the dust in the air. It was talked about by strangers in line at grocery stores, families at dinner tables and just about everywhere. People voted for change. We have come together to say we want to be members of a community, not assets of a corporation. You can't run a city as a business and expect to have happy customers when you don't value or respect them. Langford can and will still thrive economically under this new administration. That part is easy when you have such capable individuals at the helm. Where Langford will change dramatically is with the signature energy that gives a city its vibe. People who want to lead in order to serve have replaced people who lead to rule. This is new Langford. Kristen Aram Langford, listen to the people, and show respect re. Just like that, Young's experience is gone. Letter, October 19. The writer asks, in what world could Scott Goodmanson be elected? We live in a democracy, that's how. No doubt, Mayor Stu Young transformed Langford into a desirable place to live. The growth of Langford will attest to that. However, the lack of public engagement and pace of development, including shrinking green space, clearly made voters want change. Many citizens did not like how Young was dismissive of people he disagreed with, or how council meetings began at a time when residents could not attend. If he had taken the time to listen to his constituents' concerns, he might still be in office. I would expect the new council will be more open and respectful to ideas and engagement with Langford citizens. Lisa Butler Langford thanks Stu Young for a job well done. I've lived in Langford most of my life. I'm disgusted with the dismal voter turnout. For those who are gloating and those who didn't vote, don't start complaining when taxes and rents go up or when things don't turn out your way. A big thank you to Stu Young for everything you accomplished. Carol Kendall Langford blame framework for low voter turnout. I might suggest that with Capital Region communities hosting some of the lowest voter turnouts in the province in consecutive elections, it might also have to do with those frustrated with the area's municipal framework now being forced upon the population by the NDP. It was the NDP that ultimately rejected the result of the overwhelming 2014 ballot box vote for a regional governance review, including amalgamation. Elsewhere in Canada, the provincial role is to determine funding contributions for the review, not help themselves to the democracy belonging to residents. One hopeful sign of the Langford result is if citizens keep focused on improving quality of life, they will discover things like having a regional traffic authority within a regional representative government framework is actually a no-brainer. One disappointing note is seeing Victoria's fractured core governance linger forward. Victorians and Saanich each voted twice affirmatively for the review, Esquimalt was 70%. Shame on the NDP. John Vickers Miramichi, NB instead of roadwork, get the train rolling re. Upgrade planned for crash-prone Trans-Canada intersection, October 19. The Malahat has become a make-work project costing taxpayers billions. That includes an estimated $100 million, expect overruns, for this interchange that's apparently necessary since some drivers can't make safe turns onto Shawnigan Lake Road South. There are many other dangerous places along the Malahat. I guess they also will eventually receive interchanges to save drivers from themselves while costing us more billions. Conversely, we could finally get our train back on track for the cost of 4.5 interchanges, helping get polluting, dangerous vehicles off the Malahat. That would seem far better bang for our tax buck. Peter W. Rusland Duncan. Send us your letters, email letters to letters@timescolonist.com, mail letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tai Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.